And I invite you to turn with me to the book of Acts, chapter 20. I'm going to be reading verses 33 through 38. That text is in your bulletin, along with an outline of the message on the back of that bulletin insert. And we continue, we resume our series in the book of Acts this morning after a break for a few weeks for my vacation time. Luke has presented the book of Acts as a volume 2 to his gospel of all that Jesus continued to do and to teach through his apostles. And the message of Acts is good news for the world. As we come to this part of Acts 20, the Apostle Paul has been addressing the elders at the church that are from the church of Ephesus, and he's doing this on the way back from his third missionary journey. He's reminded them of the example that he set before them while he was ministering with them for years. He's declared his intentions to remain faithful to his apostolic calling despite the suffering that he knows awaits him, probably through prophets. And then he addressed the present ministry of the elders, urging them to watch over themselves and the church as faithful shepherds and to keep watch out for enemies, both from outside the church and inside the church, that would harm the church through false teaching. Finally, he commended them to God and the gospel as the source of their power for ministry in what looked like would be a really nice conclusion to his speech. But Paul wasn't finished yet. And so we resume here at Acts chapter 20, verse 33. This is the word of God. I coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel. You yourselves know that these hands ministered to my necessities and to those who were with me. In all things, I have shown you that by working hard in this way, we must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And when he had said these things, he knelt down and prayed with them all. And there was much weeping on the part of all. They embraced Paul and kissed him, being sorrowful most of all because of the word he had spoken, that they would not see his face again. And they accompanied him to the ship. If the commentators I consulted, and I consult regularly, are any indication, then in my estimation, the end of Paul's speech here to these elders is commonly misunderstood. One says it is difficult to know, for instance, who it is who needs help, according to Paul. Another more concise commentary made no attempt at all to interpret